This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Tuesday at about 9:35, it means we are joined by Odyssey NFL insider Jason LaConfora, host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, In the Huddle. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. Good morning to you, Jason. How you doing today?
Good morning. Good morning. Happy playoff baseball.
I know. You got the Orioles hat on. Mm-hmm. We were just lamenting. This is the 11-year anniversary of the last time the Pirates did something that brought all of us joy, apart from, I guess, every time Paul Skeens takes the ball. So you're actually there happy today? What's that like?
Well, I mean, ask me about 8 o'clock or so when I'm coming, leaving the ballpark with my kids. Nothing really matters until then. Hopefully we win our first playoff game in 10 years here.
So the Ravens back on track. Derrick Henry, still good, apparently. First play from scrimmage, pretty decent there. Would you agree with the assessment that the Ravens are back? Have they now found their footing?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Now, look, can they sustain this level of efficiency? Where the running backs accounted for 300 scrimmage yards in this game after going for about 250 against the Cowboys. I don't know about that, but I also wouldn't totally discount that proposition. It was clear the first 2 weeks that Derrick Henry needed to adjust to this offensive line, to playing with a quarterback in Lamar Jackson, who he's never played with before, and really just to being used to being in the pistol that much. I mean, this is a guy who was under center more than any other running back since the time he entered the league. And Baltimore, during that same time where Henry's under center more in Tennessee than anybody else, Baltimore has the least under center snaps in the NFL during that same period. So nobody played in the preseason. The first 2 weeks were an adjustment. But now the three-headed monster of Lamar Jackson, Justice Hill, and Derrick Henry in that backfield is formidable. They kept the fullback on the field for over 30 snaps last week. When Pat Ricard was on the football field last week, the Ravens averaged 6.3 yards before contact. And that was on 21 carries. Okay, that's not a small sample size. They ran 21 times with the fullback on the field for 9 yards a carry and averaged 6 yards before contact. Now, part of that was the 87-yard you reference at first play of the game. But still, they've discovered some things. And defensively, Zach Orr each week looks like he gets his footing under him a little bit more and maybe steals from that Mike McDonald leftover playbook a little bit more.
Jason, how bad was this loss for the Steelers against the Colts this past Sunday, in your opinion? How bad was it, really, from a 30,000?
They should have won the game. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like they should have won the game, and 4-0 would be nice. I think a little adversity, though, is not the end of the world. You know, I look at how they lost that game. Like, it forced Justin Fields, right, to play not from a position of strength, bully ball, but having to chase the game. And I felt like he did more than enough for them to come back and win that game. How Pickens fumbled that ball on the sidelines, I'll never know. I don't think Fields fumbled that ball. And I'm not just saying that as somebody who was had a pretty strong position on Steelers minus 1.5. But I don't think he fumbled that football. You know, the call on Minka Fitzpatrick. What's he supposed to do? And even Gene Steratore was like, hey, man, you know, a guy's running 20 miles an hour, 30 yards. What is he supposed to do? So I think all that conspired against them. They beat themselves. But you continue to see what Fields can do in the red zone. When things get constricted and tight, hey, Arthur Smith, let that kid finish drives. They obviously had offensive line issues. They had running back issues, personnel issues. They had to juggle on the fly. You know, and if that snap is snapped the right way, despite all that, I still think they come back and at least send that game to overtime. I think it gives Mike Tomlin some teachable moments. I think the defense, you know, and Mr. Watt is going to show up more against a Dallas team that has plenty of flaws themselves. I don't think Dallas can run the ball like Indianapolis. Like, I think they're going to be able to tee off on Dak Prescott a little bit there. And I think if they stick with it, and Arthur Smith, if Cordarrelle Patterson can do his thing, if one of these other running backs is available, and look, don't be afraid to run Justin Fields 12, 15 times. They can road grade the Cowboys. Just go look at the Ravens film. Like, it's sitting right there. So, no, I don't think it's the end of the world, you know, but I'm and maybe Shane Steichen has some secret sauce here, too, because that defense does not look like that defense when it goes to Indianapolis.
No, you're right about that. Insider Calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. We have you on because you're insider knowledge. Also, you tend to be quite opinionated. I'm wondering, those two games last night, Jason, 40 combined penalties, man, and it just seems week in, week out. Now in these standalone moments, we're seeing a ton of it. How big a plate on the NFL is this right now?
I mean, it really is a flag show, right? And especially, as you say, some of these standalone windows. You know, like part of me, if the more it keeps happening and it's different crews, like part of me is also like, what are these coaches doing? What are we practicing? Like, you know what I mean? We always default to over-officiating, you know, this is their moment in the sun, and maybe this crew doesn't get a lot of Thursday night games or a lot of prime time. So, hey, Mom, look, I'm going to throw one here. I'm going to throw one. But, like, it's also, like, some of these are basic fundamentals. Like, we don't know when to snap the ball. We've got false starts. I mean, like, what Miami – I can't defend anything Miami did. There was a lot of things wrong with that ball game. But the Miami Dolphins, that was like a bad preseason game from start to finish from them. So, like, what are officials supposed to do? Like, I'm sure they got planes to catch. They don't want to be there for 4 hours. But when it's that egregious, when it's procedural stuff, when it's blatant holding, when it's just in their face, I mean, are they supposed to swallow the whistle so we can all get to bed at a decent hour? So I'm kind of torn on this, but I think it's sort of a bleed over of nobody playing in the preseason. And we look at offensive scoring and right. And we look at quarterback yardage, right. Passing yards and red zone offense and all these areas it shows up. I think it also shows up in the play is so sloppy. And some of these guys out there are so not coached up properly that it leaves the officials no choice.
Jason, you think the Miami Dolphins might be calling around looking for a quarterback?
I mean, maybe, but I also don't think it's going to matter a whole lot. That's just a bleep show all the way around. And the boy genius is looking like the emperor has no clothes right now. I mean, it's looking like Tua was everything there, right? And unless you bring somebody in who's going to be able to run that thing with the efficiencies that Tua did, you're probably in trouble, like picking up the offense on the fly. And I don't know, man. I don't think they're, you know, a backup quarterback away. Now, that's like, I'm not defending Huntley. Like, Huntley peaked around here 2 or 3 years ago, and then it was a clear decline, and they were smart to move off of him. I just don't think it's there with him. So that doesn't mean they can't upgrade off of him, but, you know, to go and get, like, I'm sure this is in reference to Russell Wilson, right? Like, I'd be a little bit surprised. I mean, between Skylar Thompson and Huntley, like the coach has got to earn his paycheck. He's got to make coach one of these guys up at least to a point where the offense can keep them in games, right? Where you're not being embarrassed by the Tennessee Titans at home in prime time in the first quarter, right? Like, could you keep it competent for two or three quarters? Could we start there? They're broken, man. They're broken. And they lost a lot of talent on defense, and they had some guys get hurt again last night. Tyreek Hill looks like he's about, you know, kind of had enough of this, right? Yes. Like, how much longer is he biting his tongue and talking up whoever quarterback they prop out there? So good luck. Good luck. But no, I think the season's lost, and I don't think, you know, a marginal quarterback trade's going to light a fire under that owner.
A night at the ballpark in October with your family.
Day, afternoon.
Yes, that's right. In October.
Hopefully around 4 p.m. We got some rain here, but hopefully around 4 p.m.
Family day at the ballpark in October.
Wouldn't know what that's like.
Good luck to you, Jason, and thank you for coming on. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jason.
Jason Lockenfora, Odyssey NFL Insider, host of the Odyssey Original Podcast In the Huddle, Insider Calls, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Couple things. Number one, 6.63 yards before contact? You ain't ever going to stop Derrick Henry if you don't stop him in the backfield.
Nope.
Once he gets going, he gets going. I wonder if Miami has the same evaluation of themselves as Jason does. Like, if they think the season's lost, then obviously they're not going to be giving up draft capital for a quarterback. It's still so early, I think, to think that way. Though, on the outside, I think anybody watching that does agree that it's a total bleep show.
Yeah, but I think that the players will start, like you said, will start to speak up, like the Tyreek Hills. Like, they want to win. So I don't think they'll ever think that and have the mentality that they're out of it.
I think Mike McDaniel 2 years is going to be a great offensive coordinator in the league.
Probably.
I mean, when I think about winning with backup quarterbacks, like, you would think he'd be a guy who could do it. Malik Willis. Goes and wins a couple of games for the Packers. Last season, what Stefanski was able to do in Cleveland. The Steelers are playing the guy that they viewed as their backup quarterback right now to a 3-1 record. Sam Darnold in Minnesota. Mike McDaniel's supposed to be a genius.
Mm-hmm.
They were not a functional NFL offense last night. They lost to a team where the quarterback had 85 yards.
The other first quarterback was crying. You see that picture?
Was he actually crying?
Yeah, he looked like he was in pain.
I thought he was going to do everything he could, and maybe he did, to get back on the field.
So did I.
Because you know what? When Mason Rudolph smells blood, he's a shark in the water.
Yes, he is. Rudolph. Yes, he is.
That's the number one defense in the league, Tennessee, by the way, at least after last night's game. So they probably feel like they can win. This Will Levis stinks. Mason Rudolph, all he does is win that guy.
He's going to be a starter.
And
gotta be, right? You gotta stay with Mason.
If he's
okay.
If Will Levis is healthy next week, I play Mason Rudolph.
Yes.
Absolutely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.